Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Let me ask you something. If you're a single man and or a single woman who subscribes to one of the more popular online matchmaking sites, such as Match.com, eHarmony, Yahoo Personals, or even the more provocative Adult Friend Finder, what exactly are you looking for? Are you looking for that special someone who you hope will become your life partner until death? Are you looking to just go on a number of dates in a relatively short period of time to simply get a gauge on the quality and or quantity of dating companions who are available to you in your local area? Or are you simply looking for a warm, sexy body to snuggle up to on a cold day for a night, a weekend, or a more longer, indefinite, friends with benefits type relationship? Whatever your preference is when it comes to online dating, do you want your coworker, neighbors, classmates, or the people at your local church to know what you're up to regarding your personal life, love life, and or sex life? My guest for the evening says you can find someone without putting your business out there for the public to view. He is an ambitious entrepreneur from the greater Seattle area, and after experiencing a bit of his own frustration in pursuing romantic companionship via online matchmaking sites, he decided to take it upon himself to create a high-quality internet dating site that makes maintaining a subscriber's privacy a top priority. Who is this gentleman who looks to revolutionize the manner in which we look at the entire concept of online dating? His name is Joel M. Blatt, and tonight, Mr. Blatt is more than willing to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh my God.
You're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do.
and I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo, mode one. This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode one, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on a Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, June 26th, and 1 week from tomorrow is the 4th of July holiday. So get your hamburgers ready, get your hot dogs ready, and of course, marinate those chicken wings. You know a brother loves him some chicken wings. Get them ready for the grill, because I know everybody's going to have a fun weekend next weekend. But my advice, be safe. Don't drink and drive and all that good stuff. Quick note to those who submitted their essays of why they should earn a free copy of Hill Harper's new book, Letters to a Young Sister, Define Your Destiny. I've not forgotten about you. I'm still sorting through a few of the essays, but your book will be coming to you. Those selected winners, I'm going to select three, and the book will be coming to you within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So please be patient, and I really want you to enjoy that book. Speaking of Hill Harper's book, my cousin, Christopher Curry, who's in the chat room tonight as Hype Style, that's his username in the chat room, Hype Style, he actually attended Hill Harper's book signing in Detroit this past Monday. He had a book signing at the Borders in Detroit this past Monday. And my cousin told me specifically, quote, he said, Hill Harper said, dude, that was by far the best questions I've ever been asked in an interview in my life. Big props to Alan Roger Curry. Okay, no, I'm exaggerating and lying a little bit. I told a little white lie. But, you know, my cousin said he did mention the interview to him. And I'm sure Hill Harper had nothing but good things to say. But, glad, Chris, you were able to attend that book signing. He still has some book signings in a few other cities coming up, so please check them out. 90% chance I won't be doing a show next week, so don't look for me on Thursday, July 3rd, but I will be doing another show on Thursday, July 10th with a young charismatic author from the Hotlanta region. He goes by the name of H. Scott Gordon, and he will join me to talk about his semi-autobiographical novel entitled The Spring of Life, Chronicles of a Woman Addict, Part 1. Be sure and check that episode out. Talk to the young man on the phone. He has a lot of energy. Seems like a real cool brother. And just the title alone is enough to grab your interest. So, yes, be sure and check that show out. That'll be 2 weeks from today. Somebody wrote in the chat room that the Hill Harper interview was the best show ever. I agree! Ah, man, I give nothing but props to Hill Harper for joining me a couple weeks back, man. I had so much fun with him. Let me give a few shout-outs. I already gave a shout-out to my cousin, Hype Style. We got Army Wife, it's unbelievable. See, for my listeners who are not familiar with the infamous Army Wife, see, Army Wife had a claim to fame on Blog Talk Radio. She set the Guinness Book of World Records for calling in the most shows on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I think at current day, she called in to about, you know, something like 5,962 shows on Blog Talk Radio. And she always had that distinct voice. She would say,
Hello, this is Army Wives, and I just wanted to say, so everybody knew about Army Wives on Blog Talk Radio. All the hosts knew who Army Wife was because she would always call in on that cell phone. Hello, this is Army Wife. And I just want to say, yeah, she called into everybody's show. I mean, if you found any chat room on Blog Talk Radio, you would find Army Wife in there. I thought it was like 12 women named Army Wife. We also got Artiaga in the room. I hope I pronounced that right. Lawyer guy. Music Nifa. Cafe Ale, one of the most intelligent, articulate hosts on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. Kiri Love, Wildfire, Wendy K, 50 and retired, and they're slowly moving in my chat room. I love my chat room users. Much props to all y'all. Much love to you. As always, I like to give my weekly kudos and shout-outs to those who deserve it. First off, many thanks go to the co-founders of Blog Talk Radio. That's CEO Mr. Alan Levy and Chief Operating Officer Mr. Bob Cherish. The Blog Talk Radio executive staff, which includes but not limited to Mr. John Sweet, Mr. Luke Armour, Ms. Hillary Lewong, BTR Jason. They try to look out for me when I'm having technical difficulties. I haven't had any in a couple weeks. My broham and ace confidant, Stephen Curry. My cousin, Chicago, J.P. Jones, at the bar in Maplewood, and Alvin Spencer in Denver. Cornell Mosby in Minneapolis. All of my fellow Blog Talk Radio Network family, I just mentioned a lot of them in the chat room. A few others would be Will Wavy, the Lavologist, Glenn Johnson, Kathy Holloway Hill, Tony Reeves, Andre and Amber, and just way too many more to mention at this time. If you get a chance, listeners, the beauty, I always mention it, the beauty of Blog Talk Radio is that not only can you listen to a show like mine live, if you listen to it right now, you're listening to it live. But if you're listening to this show and it is not Thursday, June 26th, between 10 o'clock Eastern Time and 11 o'clock Eastern Time, that means you're listening to my show as an archive podcast. Archive podcast. And so you can download that to your MP3 player. I'm on iTunes. Go to iTunes, put in Alan Roger Curry, and you'll be able to listen to all my past episodes. You'll be able to listen to all my past episodes. So put in my name as AlanRogerCurrie, Alan Roger Curry. And I'm also on Google. If you want to look me up on Google, that is same address, Alan, and that is Roger, and that is Curie. Not Curry, Curie. So, hey, you know, women, I'm still getting feedback on this little essence thing, man. You know, it's tripping me out. For those that don't know, I was mentioned in the July 2008 edition of Essence Magazine, the popular African-American women's magazine, and I made a couple of comments, and I used my trademark phrase, exchanging orgasms, and of course, women just went crazy. They said, oh, you just had to mention exchanging orgasms in a national magazine. Yep, the emails keep on coming. But if you haven't checked it out, it's a good article overall. It's called They Thought I'd Never Get Married. Read that in this month's issue of Essence Magazine. And just a real quick, few quick notes before I get to my guest for the evening. Tonight was the NBA draft. The NBA draft, the Bulls, Chicago Bulls, that's my favorite team in the league. They had the first draft. They had the first draft, and of course, they took who everybody was expecting them to, Derrick Rose. From my alma mater, Indiana University, the Hoosiers, Indiana University, Bloomington, Indiana, Eric Gordon got selected, I think, in the seventh pick by the Los Angeles Clippers. So congratulations to Eric Gordon and all the teams and players who got selected. I know these guys are fulfilling their lifelong dream. But now somebody in the chat room had to bring up the fact that Shaq was dissing Kobe. Did anybody hear that? Did anybody hear Shaq? What was wrong with Shaq that night? What was up with that, man? He talking about, Kobe couldn't do it without me and show Kobe how my beep bleep tastes. What was up with that, man? Please, somebody tell me about that. I don't know what got into Shaq. Because you know what I know? I know David Stern is going to write his own rap. I ain't going to do his rap, but I sent a rap out an email, and they had a few people cracking up. So if you give me your email address, I'll send it to you. But in a nutshell, I had David Stearns reply to Shaq's comment, and he got provocative with the big fella, David Stearns, because you know he's going to have a big-ass fine coming Shaq's way, and then he going to ask Shaq how his bleep-bleep tastes. You know what I'm saying? The Clintons are lending their support to Obama. I'm glad to hear that, given that the Democratic race was somewhat contentious. So I'm happy to hear that both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are lending their support to Barack Obama. I just read a note today that Justin Timberlake and girlfriend Jessica Biel got hounded in West Hollywood just walking their dog. Can you imagine being a celebrity and you just out walking your dog and you can't get no privacy? I mean, you know, people always say, I want to be rich and famous. I'm not so sure I want to be famous if I can't just go out and walk my dog and without 3,000 paparazzi all over me. And speaking of privacy, my guest for the evening, he's from the Seattle area, and he brings more than 18 years of domestic and international sales and marketing experience working for some of the software industry's biggest players. He is responsible for setting sales and marketing vision and strategy, as well as driving overall execution for Sigtran Consulting. Prior to founding Sigtran Consulting, my guest held sales leadership positions at Oracle Corporation and Siebel Systems. As a vice president of Oracle, my guest managed the sales side of a global SWAT team responsible for facilitating significant transactions worldwide, internationally. In addition, he was accountable for the CRM division's global sales forecast. At Siebel, my guest enabled multi-billion, not multi-million, multi-billion dollar global accounts such as 3M Company, Medtronic, Philips Medical Systems. The guy is just thorough. My guest tonight is just thorough, and he's always met the profitability initiatives aimed at driving higher top-line growth, productivity, and cash flow. My guest brings a wide array of enterprise software experience working for companies such as Microsoft, Vantiv, Crossworlds, Spry, and 4Gen. On behalf of Upfront and Straightforward and Blog Talk Radio, listeners, give it up for my guest for the evening, Joe M. Black. Joe, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Alan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, man, glad to have you here. Now let me ask you right off the bat, given your resume of all your achievements, which is really your true passion? Is it working with software technology, or is it helping people find romantic companionship?
You know, I don't want to sound too cornball, but it's probably neither of those two. I actually dabble in a little philanthropy, more than dabble. And, it's trying to give back to people that are a little less privileged and, just lending a hand and donating where I can and driving even some medical charities around cancer. You know, it's a heartfelt issue with me. I actually lost my father to cancer about six years ago, so I've been pretty dedicated towards that.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
But you know, I keep a healthy balance between the work and keeping living a healthy and fit lifestyle, as well as like I said, that philanthropic angle. So it's a balance of all the things.
Okay. Now, when was specifically SparkBliss.com officially launched?
We launched in March this year.
Okay.
Yeah, the original planning was about November, December last year. I started wireframing the application, considering wrestling with the problem that is relevant to anything and everything online dating associated. And by March, we had kicked out the beta application, and at this point, the reception has just been tremendous. People are flocking to it and really appreciating what it offers in terms of a real stark contrast to the conventional you know, online dating platforms that are available today, and really the, you know, the miserable results they offer. You know, in any other walk of business, if you looked at kind of the pure results in terms of payback that one gets from patronizing, let's say, an online dating platform or site, you know, the Match.coms or an eHarmony where you're paying $40 or $60 a month for their service, you'd expect something in return. And the reality is, you know, the results in terms of meeting the kind of people you want to meet, you know, are miserable. They're beyond poor. So you know, if you're me, you ask, how is it they get away with larceny, if you will? So I just decided it was time to fix that problem. You know, I had a vested personal interest. I wanted to find, and that has found myself single again after divorce, and really wanted to discover a new relationship. And I was extremely optimistic there was somebody out there, but I knew if I used, you know, the Match.coms, the Yahoo personals, that I'd be going on, you know, a myriad of first date train wrecks, and you know, I couldn't take it after doing just that. After trying it, failing at it, I said, enough is enough. Let's come up with a better mousetrap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you just mentioned some of your competitors, and what do you think is your single most significant benefit that you offer to your subscribers that, say, a Match.com or eHarmony does not? The one, I'm sure there's a number of them, but if you had to pick one, what would it be?
Well, I'll tell you what an actual user told me earlier this week. On Monday, one of the people that had, you know, joined for free let me know that they had met somebody through SparkBliss. And the word he used, and I had never used it in my, you know, sales messaging, let's call it, was confidence. He said, you know, I enjoy a unique confidence that, you know, is not typically associated with online dating. And the reason for that, to get to kind of your one singular point, is that the introductions that you receive. So if you're single and you're using the site, your goal is to receive introductions. If you're married and you're using the site, you know, your purpose is to broker introductions. And it's just that it's the confidence that your friends, your family, people you trust, people that know you are making these introductions. Therefore, you feel safe and comfortable, okay? You feel safe and comfortable because these introductions are going to be people that have, you know, shared values, shared goals, are just much more the kind, you know, your friends know the kind of person you want to be with. And so because you feel safe and comfortable, because it's sure and certain versus completely unknown and uncertain, as we know is completely the crapshoot you have with, you know, the huge database of people you look at with, say, a Match.com, you have this familiarity, and that just gives you a confidence. And again, back to why this is so much better and such a unique and successful approach is, again, it ends up holding true, that is, that the kind of person you meet vis-a-vis one of these trusted friends referral is somebody that you're glad you met. It's been proven, again, in psychological research that, you know, the kind of person you want to meet is often very close to you. And my point is, I always say, you know, it's just a matter of discovery. You need people to help you flip rocks and make introductions. And lo and behold, that's why SparkBliss works, is you have this confidence, which is buoyed by the fact that your friends are going to go out there and help you find people that are really right under your nose. And so there you have it. It's a safe, it's a comfortable, and again, I know you mentioned it, but it also, what really makes it safe and comfortable is that it's a private and discreet dating experience, which again mitigates some of the challenges associated with conventional dating sites today.
Now, speaking of that, I guess in a general way I can understand why that would be important, but based on, you know, your surveys and research, what did you find, why is it so important for online dating subscribers to have a high degree of privacy on an online matchmaking site?
Well, you know, this is conjecture on my part today, and that is this, that privacy on the internet today by the mass public is not well understood. We've all been riding the wave of this internet information age. And again, that's, as you know, per the introduction, know that's where I come from. So be it my experience as high technology, and be it I've worked with some of the internet software pioneers, you know, when the internet was, we could count the number of servers globally that existed on the internet, believe it or not. You know, it's great. It's changed our lives. It's probably improved our lives. But what people are not looking forward to and acknowledging, as I put it, is that there's almost too much access to information. And I met on Monday for lunch with a friend of mine here in Seattle, and he's a pretty well-known guy. Let's say he's a public figure. And he said, my concern is, like you said, hey, Google me, and see what, you know, see what comes up. Well, I'm sure you've Googled yourself, and I'm sure you're aware that people frequently Google anybody and everybody they encounter. The challenge is you can't control what information comes up. You can't control, that thousands of people, again, to bring it back to online dating, that literally thousands of people are going to be looking at your pictures, your profile, and you really don't have control when someone Googles you or uses some of the people search tools that of course, now span all these multiple social networking sites and photo catalogs and whatnot. So controlling, you know, your personal information on the internet is not something you can do unless you're very private and discreet about it. So what Sparkless has done is, again, from the initial design, is architected a data model such that you control from the very beginning who can even see your personal information. And by setting it up initially, you then can govern what's out there. Now, anecdotally, I mentioned a friend and I used Google as an example, but anecdotally, you know, anybody that is in a profession where, you know, it would be disadvantageous to have, you know, your babe-seeking bio, which is what you might have heard from another interview that I gave, the person said, you know, in the intro, you know, this is mitigate the challenge of having your babe-seeking bio published among your peers and your colleagues. So, again, I say, what if you're a teacher and, you know, the PTA and your fellow teachers, let alone your students, start viewing your information? Mm-hmm. Obviously, your credibility and your authority is going to come into question. Not a real ideal situation. And then, again, the personal anecdotes I have are, you know, I have a friend who's a lawyer in a big law firm here. And he just simply puts it to me, there's no way he could go on a public dating site and have that information accessible because his colleagues would find it, or they would, and they would ridicule him to no end. So that's where it comes to roost. I mean, this whole personal privacy issue on the internet is going to come to fruition. I hope you remember this conversation, and, you know, we love the internet for all that it offers, but there's information that's just going to run amok at some point here, and there's no controlling it. So I'm giving people the ability to control their personal information and participate in online dating, but not be hurt by it.
Okay, well, let me ask you, given some of the complaints, I've had about three or four guests. I think you make my fourth, maybe my fifth guest on my show who's worked in some capacity in the online matchmaking industry. And one of the things I've talked to them about is a lot of the common misconceptions by subscribers about online dating, misinterpretations. One of the biggest criticisms I hear from people, and some of the people in my chat room are mentioning this, is that how do you verify that someone is who they say they are? Like a guy, see, like a lot of sites, for example, you have guys who will say they're single, but
right.
then those women find out that they're married, or you know, a guy think a woman has great character, and then they find out she's a psycho. And so, what do you have in place that kind of creates some barriers to entry to those people who really don't need to be on a site like yours?
That's easily addressed. And the reason I say that is that SparkBliss is really monitored. It is audited by your trusted network. So the way SparkBliss works is, you know, it's based upon a 100% matchmaker model. Okay, so this is a matchmaker service that you, the single person, controls. So you invite, you know, these people, your friends, your family, to participate, and that is help you meet people, that is make introductions on your behalf. Well, if they're going to make introductions on your behalf, and like you said, they notice that you say that you have no kids, but you have three kids in actuality, and they look at this photo and they say, you know, Bob, you're 43 years old, that's your high school photo, you know, what the hell are you doing kind of thing, that's a problem. So you're 100% right. The reality is, in fact, the figure, just to substantiate numerically what you're saying, is that 24% of online daters lie about themselves to some degree. You can bank that number. And it's frightening. And because the reason for this problem is that there's this eerie sense of anonymity. People can get away with it. And it's almost, I'll tell you, what surprised me, it's almost socially accepted within the social circles of online dating. You meet someone, you know, for coffee per, you know, after 18 emails and 43, you know, phone calls, which is kind of the challenge of navigating a typical online dating site, which, again, SparkBliss mitigates because there's that familiarity and that confidence because someone you know and trust gave you a referral and a testimonial, you end up meeting them much faster, which a lot of people, again, appreciate. But, again, you see that, you know, you don't have the anonymity. You don't have the disingenuous information in terms of outdated photos or even, you know, swiped photos. You don't have embellished profiles because no one's going to introduce you to their friends or a friend of a friend is how it typically works if you're not being genuine. So it really smacks people down and says, look, you know, if you're serious about meeting somebody and finding meaningful relationship, then I will help you. This is, you know, me speaking for the matchmaker. I'll help you, but, you know, you've got to get your bio, which is what we use in terms of SparkBliss parlance versus a profile, which is just a short, sweet snapshot. You know, not, again, just to compare, it's not, you know, 843 questions like eHarmony makes you go through, and it's not all these required fields with, you know, 800 characters per field that you have to write a book about yourself that, you know, no one's comfortable signing stuff. With SparkBliss, it's you put together a short, sweet bio if you like. It's all optional. You know, you put one headshot photo, and then you can have external links to whatever other, you know, sites of information you have where you may already have pre-existing profiles. And then, again, because it's that matchmaker model, they'll ensure that you're promoting accurate information. So the integrity is automatically implied.
Mm-hmm. Well, listeners, if you want to call in and ask Mr. Blatt a question or make a comment, especially if you've had your ups and downs with online dating, please call in. It's 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. I'm going to take a break in a little bit, let you get a swig of water, Mr. Black. But right before that, we're going to take our first call of the evening, and this is area code 708. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest, Joe M. Black. What's your question or comment?
Well, this is Wildfire calling in. Hello, Alan.
What's up, Wildfire?
Nothing, just chilling, listening to the show, and I'm listening to Joe, and it sounds really good in theory, but a lot of online dating sites sound really good in theory, but in reality, there really is no guarantee. And if you have to have all of your friends and everything, you know, refer you or verify or justify your information to these guys, would these guys come from people you know, so the people you know are verifying? There's really still no guarantee, because if you're just doing it with friends of yours, what do you need the site for? You tell them your friends, and then your friends hook you up? I don't understand. I'm really not understanding the premise.
Is it, you want me to answer that?
Please.
Okay. I'm sorry, Alan, I just didn't know if we were going to take a break or if you want me to answer it.
Oh, no, you go ahead and answer it. We'll
take you're 100% right that you know, there's no certainty here. And anybody with an ounce of common sense would say, you know, be careful and take, you know, take whatever precautions are, you know, sensible to, you know, meet somebody initially in a safe place, however, whenever, you know, don't go to their house and all those kinds of good things. I totally agree with you on that. Now, the second part of your question, though, was related to, help me again, what was your issue in terms of?
The premise of the site. It seems like, if I'm understanding correctly, your friends and people you know are going to screen people for you. So these people, where do they come from? If they come from your friends and people you know, what's the purpose of the site? Because
yeah,
they say
well,
you control who sees your personal information.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, would you agree with me that the age-old practice of friends introducing friends to friends is again, age-old, old-school, just kind of the way it's always been? And,
yes.
And let me kind of append that with a question. If I said, guess what person, per a recent study done by Temple University late last year, 2007, what percentage of married couples met through a network of friends? Can you fathom a number for me?
I would say if I had to fathom off the top of my head, at least 75% to 80%.
Wow. And that's incredible you say that I have a number, and you're not far off, because the number is 63%.
And that's my point. So I'm saying that if this is through people you know already, why do we need your site?
Right. So
I can just go to my friends and say, introduce me to someone you know who's single.
Exactly. So for those of us that are single, and again, we know our friends instinctively do want to set us up, but do they set us up? And do we make it easy enough? And do we have mind share with them such that, you know, when they're at some kind of dinner party, you know, eating chicken wings on the 4th of July.
Chicken wings!
There we go. Guy of the wings. But, are they going to think of you? And what I have found, again, I didn't just happen into this and come up with it real quickly. I've been single for years. And I, like you, thought, you know, hey, it's probably 75-80% chance that I'm going to actually meet, you know, my soulmate and hopefully my next wife vis-a-vis an introduction, a referral from somebody I know. Well, you or me, we go out, we ask our friends, you know, set us up when you have a chance. And people react really differently to that when you do it in person. And you probably don't do it by phone. You're not calling people and saying, hey, remember me and set me up when you have a chance. So the reason SparkBliss does this and does this so very well for you is that you can create an automated workflow system, again, via the Internet. So by having a site that promotes this age-old practice, which, like you said, gives you a 75-85% chance of meeting the right person, you would go, for example, on Sparkless, and you could create your bio, and you could forward it to your friends. And then they would have, essentially, this is one way that Sparkless works, is they would have an email with a link to your bio. And so they would have that that they could just save in an email folder. And it would just be at their time where non-invasively you've sent them an email and said, hey, you know, Jennifer, when you have a chance, you know, think of me. You know, I am interested. I am dating. I am open to meeting people. So I've joined this site, Sparkbliss, and all you have to do to help me is forward this email. You don't even have to join the site. I mean, that's another way to do it, of course, is join the site, be part of my network, see, you know, be able to see me and then forward it that way. But I'm saying I've made it so easy that you can send a link, that it, you know, an email that embeds a link that gives a view of what you've created within Sparkbliss, and they all they have to do, again, making it as simple as possible for them, because, again, you're saying that, you know, we'd like to think that our friends are willing and more, you know, more readily will introduce us, but the reality is everyone is so myopic and focused in their own life, right? And it's hard to say, hey, you know, think of your friend, set me up. So this makes it really easy. You could forward them, you know, this introduction via the Sparkbliss site and through just an email workflow process. All they'd have to do, if and when they met somebody, you know, at the grocery store, working out at the gym, walking their dog, they just say, hey, you know, I know somebody that I think you should meet. Sounds like you guys have a lot in common. And all they'd have to do is forward an email. Why I say that's so appealing and why I've seen it so appealing is, you know, they don't have to make a phone call. They don't have to really go through a whole lot. It's as simple as forward an email to somebody's email that they know. Or a friend of a friend.
Like a job. That sounds like a job. I feel like people would ask me to pay them.
hey folks, I hate to interrupt, but I got to take a little break, but I will be back in a couple more minutes, so maybe you can continue. Listeners, don't go anywhere. I'm getting ready to do my normal intermission break, but I will be right back in a couple minutes.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. 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 Available at McClendonReport.com.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Block Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Are you ready for the best morning show with a legal twist? Then tune in every morning to www.blogtalkradio.com/in-the-know from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reed. Tune in every morning to ask questions about legal issues, discuss hot topics, and start your day off right. Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reeves on www.blogtalkradio.com/in-the-know. It's more than a show. It's an experience.
Celebrating 25 years of the countdown.
25 years of the countdown.
With Walt Baby Love.
Live in our countdown studios, ladies and gentlemen, a personal friend of mine, Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Now live with me on the countdown hotline, it's Justin Timberlake. Live with me in our countdown studios, my friend Tina Marie. Welcome, Tina. On the countdown hotline, live, Eric Benet. As promised, my friend Kirk Franklin. As promised, it's Natalie Cole. As promised, y'all, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. As promised, John Legend. As promised, live on my countdown hotline, Alan Roger Curry. Welcome, Alan.
The old to the new to the old. The old to the new to the old.
Only for the grown and sexy.
The grown and sexy.
The countdown with Walt Baby Love.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. You're listening to my interview with Seattle entrepreneur Joel M. Black, founder of SparkBliss.com, on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Upfront and Straightforward. My guest for the evening is Joel M. Blatt. He's a Seattle entrepreneur, and he's the founder of a new online matchmaking site entitled SparkBliss.com, which highlights privacy for its online subscribers. Let me ask you, Joel, somebody had asked in the chat room, are your membership fees reasonable? What's the kind of range of your membership fees?
There are no fees. Zero fees, completely
really?
Free service. Yeah, you know, you shouldn't have to pay to meet people.
What? You would make your money off of advertisements?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Plan. This isn't a money making venture per se. I mean, sure, I'd like to make some money, but you know what I'd like to do is grow the site and help millions of people. Help find their soulmates, and then someone can pay me for the business. And my exit strategy is to sell the business. I don't need to have the $40 to $60 monthly subscription fees. To me, that seems ludicrous.
Okay, I got you. Was there any obstacles that you ran into in trying to start up SparkBliss?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. It is so difficult these days to come up with a name, that describes what you do and what it offers. And SparkBliss is about perfect, right? You're trying to create this opportunity to make people happy, and SparkBliss. And I was able, of course, to say, I was able to secure, if you've ever tried to find a domain and set up a site just for fun or business, to find a .com domain is so difficult that it's not already been squatted upon, and that's a big legal issue out there. But I was able to do so and able to, try and secure a trademark, which is, about a year-long process. And now, I'm having some struggles with a company that thinks that my name infringes upon their name. So,
oh, really?
That would be just the nature of business, and I don't expect anyone out there to cry for me or anything. But the nature of business is when you start a small business as a little independent, if you will, the big players out there, and that's the kind of people that would bring a cease and desist order upon you. do so because they have deep pockets and they can afford to hire big law firms because they have them on retainer. And they, you know, I'm giving you one example, but, you know, I have friends that have launched businesses and, you know, they face the same kinds of challenges where, you know, intellectual property is copied and even though non-disclosure agreements exist, you know, there's a lot of unethical business practices out there. So I'm not worried. I'm very confident that, you know, SparkBliss is going to thrive one way or the other, and I expect to win the battle. But, you know, it's the fact that you have to fight it and you have to spend money to do so. So not happy about that, but, you know, I'm happy that people are using SparkBliss and that I'm getting a great reception not only from – you know, people like you that want to share it. I've been doing a number of these interviews, but, you know, the users are just telling me that they really appreciate how it's helped them. And I can actually say from a personal standpoint that a good friend of mine, it was kind of like the, you know, the person that asked the question, you know, why do this? You know, for years and years I had asked, you know, my close friends, my trusted friends, you know, to set me up when they had a chance, you know, when they met somebody. And nothing really had kind of manifest of any kind of caliber that I was looking for. But about, you know, a week and a half ago, I, lo and behold, through SparkBliss, I met a woman, and I'll be damned if she's not pretty great. So.
So you met a woman through your own site.
How about that? I'm not
how
just
about
a
that?
Founder. I'm a customer. Yeah.
that's pretty funny. Well, callers, we only got a few more minutes left with Mr. Blatt here. Now, I see 708 again. I don't know if this is Wildfire again or someone new from the 708. 708, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, this is Kiri. I have a comment,
Kiri,
for Mr. Blatt. Hi, how are you? I'm thinking about the best men are usually the exes, and I have about three exes that would make a perfect mate for someone. They didn't work out for me. Have you thought about adding something on your site? Because no one else is doing it too much, but that I can recommend an ex?
Well, no, the site is perfect for that. I use that. I have set up two of my ex-girlfriends via SparkBliss. Because if you still maintain a, you know, any kind of civil relationship with these guys, then you should join the site, invite them into your private network. It's as simple as, you know, sending them an email saying, hey, I joined the site, you know, accept my invitation and I will set you up. And then, you know, then they, upon doing so, you basically have the ability to forward a bio they prepared to anybody and everybody. It sounds funny, but, you know, I don't know if you're doing it because you're still fond of these people, but I was doing it to say, I don't want these, you know, ex-girlfriends to be kind of bugging me. If I can set them up with somebody, hey, this is a great way to kind of offload it. And in fact, it's worked, you know, just because someone didn't fit well with me and maybe your exes didn't fit well with you, you know, you still like them. They're still good people. Let's hook them up with somebody else.
So Kiri, I'm curious. You have that much fondness for three of your ex-boyfriends?
Yes, I have. There's one. His name is Eric. He's a stockbroker now. Makes a ton of money. Very intelligent. Very handsome. But he was too short.
That's cool.
That's a hard problem to mitigate. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sort of tall, so.
How
that,
tall are you,
Kiri? It didn't work out. I'm 5'8".
Oh, you're not that tall.
Well, that is so. With heels on, I could be 6 feet.
Oh,
well, yeah. Then why not do him a solid and, you know, make an introduction, set him up. That's what SparkBliss is all about. It's for people like you that have a big heart and you know want to just help somebody, you know, find their soulmate. Why not?
Yeah. I've known some really great guys in my life, and I really tried very hard to love them or to really fought, but I just couldn't. But I would like to promote them because the older men get, they're couch potatoes and they're stuck inside of their houses and not really out there to let women know what a great guy they would be for marriage.
Well, it just, as you get into your, let alone your, you know, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, the challenge is meeting eligible people. I mean, you know, when you're back in school and you know, it's just opportunity after opportunity to socialize, hey, you're meeting people all the time. When you get older, you know, whether you're a couch potato type or not, you know, a lot of people are very, you know, like your stockbroker, he's probably working long hours, and when he's not working, he's, you know, studying up on, you know, the next greatest equity, and it's you know, all-consuming. So, you know, you need people to help you. Otherwise, kind of like you're describing, they might be, you know, heads down in their own world. I mean, that, you know, without your help, they may not meet somebody. But with your help, you know, you can introduce them to a couple people, which is, again, what I actually did. I did, as I described, I introduced two exes to the same person. Why not?
I hate to cut you off at that point, Joe, but we only got about 4 minutes left in the show. Kerry, I'm going to take one more caller, but I appreciate you calling in, Kerry. And that is so nice of you to want to refer three of your ex-boyfriends. That's great that you have such a high opinion of them still. But thank you for calling in. I'm going to take the next caller real quick because, like I said, we only got a couple minutes left. Area code 313-313. You're up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Alan? It's Cousin Hype.
Hey, Chris. Cousin Chris, that's my cousin Christopher. That's right. What's your question, Chris?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. So what would you say is the friend minimum if you wanted to sign up for the site? Like you want to get some of your friends involved, what have you. What would you say like maybe the minimum number?
There's no minimum, there's no maximum. I mean, you know, the real key is like, you know, the woman that just called in, she's kind of that super connector, we call it. You know people that know, you know, the kind of people that know everybody. Those are the kind of people. You get one or two of those people, you're set, right? They just know everybody. Otherwise, you know, then the variable would become, you know, how conservative you are. If you're kind of open and want to have a lot of people, you know, go invite 20, 30 people and have a nice, large, you know, network. Again, it's private and you control it, and, you know, these are people hopefully you trust. But, you know, a lot of people are just going to have – I mean, if you look out there and you talk about what the average is for any kind of social network, be it MySpace, Facebook, and the rest of them, the average number of connections someone has is pretty small. It could be, you know, 4, 5, or 6 kind of number. In contrast to something like LinkedIn, which, you know, this is kind of like LinkedIn for dating or LinkedIn for love, if you're familiar with that with the business networking side, those, the average there is much higher. You know, you get dozens, if not hundreds. So it really depends on you, you know, if you're comfortable. You know, it's obvious that the more people you have out there helping you, you know, with that challenging discovery process, the more people you're gonna end up meeting.
Well, Joe, I hate to cut it off again. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. I appreciate you coming on to the show. Again, listeners, his site is sparkbliss.com, SparkBliss.com. Check it out, especially if you're into the online dating thing. We thank you so much, Joe, for coming in and participating in tonight's show. And maybe we'll have to bring you back again in a few weeks.
Yeah, it was an honor and a privilege. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Again, listeners, next week I won't be on, but I will be on in 2 weeks with an author by the name of H. Scott Gordon. Until then, have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July weekend. Please eat as many chicken wings as you possibly can, because a brother is all about chicken wings. And I will check you out. Take care.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. La la la. into this strange world, hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy on the field, finding myself making every possible mistake.